Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
It's another edition of your favourite podcast, Opinions Matter, with Jeremy and Katie in for this edition. And it's all with thanks to our podcast sponsor, Hum. As you heard the lady say, Hum is a place, a company, where you can apply for credit on purchases of up to 30,000 quid. Lots of you have been using it. If you want to check them out, their website, shophum.com. Hum with two M's dot com. Shophum with two M's dot com. Apply for credit, spread out the cost of the payment, which is always a good thing to do. It's fairly easy to apply for the credit as well. You have to be over 18 and just provide a proof of address on your PPS number, be an Irish citizen, and a couple of other things that you should pass the test. But it's very easy, so easy to apply for credit that even Katie did it. So shophum with two M's dot com. From daily needs to dream buys, Hum has got your back. And thank you to the guys at Hum for sponsoring today's podcast. And wow, have we got a topic that's after annoying a lot of you, and we haven't even talked about it yet. And it is a message from a listener who just wants to be known by the letter S. And here's what S says. Hi guys, please talk about this, but don't say my name. My best friend is a good bit overweight, size 16 to 18. That's her size, I assume. Yes, it is. And when we go out, she wears clothes that, in my opinion, are very unflattering and inappropriate. Skirts up her butt where you can see all the cellulite. I'm sorry to be blunt. Flabs on the back and her thighs. She also wears really tight belly tops with her belly hanging out and her arms looking all flabby and showing every stretch mark and bit of cellulite. She is very confident in herself, and I don't want to ruin that, but I think I should be honest with her and tell her that what she's wearing doesn't look good. Our other best friend is telling me to say nothing because it would be cruel. She's happy in herself and doing no harm. What should I do? She looks awful when we go out, and I do see people looking at her funny. Should I tell her? Sorry to be so blunt, but if I'm honest, she looks like the boneless ham you see in plastic with the tie ropes around. That's actually not funny at all. I obviously wouldn't say that to her, but that's honestly the way I feel, says that really good friend, S, in Finglas. Jeez, with friends
I'm
like
sorry,
that.
Sorry, I actually didn't hear, I didn't read that whole message before the show today. Could you just tell me the last, what did the
She says a boneless ham that you see in plastic with the ropes around it. I presume she's talking about the big thing of ham. That's not funny. That's not funny.
Ouch! Jesus!
Now, here...
Imagine likening your friend, that's your own friend, likening them to deli meat.
Yeah. I find sometimes as well, when it comes to weight issues, I find there are women who are larger and can be full of confidence.
Yeah.
And they can look in the mirror. Yeah. And I'm sure...
And more power to you, girls. I mean, if you got it and... Well, I mean, if you got the confidence. I was going to say if you got it flaunted, but...
Sorry, by the way, Ashley has been on straight away. Why is Katie laughing at a woman being compared to a bit of
I'm
ham?
Not laughing at that. I was.
Well, you purely, did laugh at
no,
the comment.
I wasn't laughing at the comment. That is not what I was laughing at. I think the comment is disgusting. I was laughing at the fact that this woman actually called herself a friend. That's what I found funny in all of this. The comment is vile. Oh. I'd find it funny that actually not even a friend. Did she say best friend?
Yeah.
Okay. Who talks about someone like that?
I've been doing a lot of backing and throwing about this topic. I am today when I knew we were going to be talking about it. And I have to say, I'm torn because a friend should always be honest to. Adrian said to me, actually, and I want to bring this up, actually. He said to me a couple of months ago, sorry, it was weeks ago, actually, when we were doing the podcast one day. I was wearing a top. I put on a bit of weight.
No, you haven't.
Well, I have. There's no point in you saying I haven't. I have. I know I have.
If you have, you can't see it, is what I'm saying.
Okay, maybe you can't. But this particular day, obviously, I was wearing a T-shirt that was probably a bit tighter. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting back and my agent said, Adrian said, this was live on the podcast, by the way. Some of you may remember this. By the way, I'm not hurt about it. Not looking for sympathy. Not making this about me. I'm mm-hmm. just telling you the story. He said, geez, would you look at the bloody gut on you, the stadia? And
did he?
Yeah, he did.
I'm very surprised at Adrian.
Yeah, he did.
You would say it to him, but yeah. I didn't think he'd be the type to say it to you.
He wouldn't say it to you. He'd say it to me. He wouldn't say it to you. anyway, he said to me, "Would you the fucking gut on you? Would you look at the state of you?" Anyway, I looked down and I said to myself, "Actually, he's right. He's actually right." And I threw that T-shirt in the bin as soon as I got home. And the gas thing about
it is, I know
what
you're going to say. I agree with you.
Well, you don't know what I'm going to say.
I do know what you're going to say, that you should be honest, and I agree.
Well, that's not that. I am going to say that, but I'm going to say as well, when he actually said that, there were lots of you who were being all self-righteous in the comments now. Lots of people were texting in, slagging me off over having a bit of a gut. Yeah. So all you people who think S is horrible and all that, and I know your names, because I remembered the comments that were coming in
you're
that day.
You're coming for them, are you?
Like, oh, no, I'm just saying, half of you had about six chins, to be honest with you, so you're in no position to, to judge.
Is that what we're resorting
to? No, but I'm just saying, but I'm just saying, people had no problem with that. And I'm telling you now, as someone who has been at the receiving end of it, I was thankful that Adrian said to me that my belly was hanging out. Now, as Katie says, I'm not a fat person. I have a bit of a mid-spread because of my age. I could get rid of it in a couple of weeks if I wanted to, and I probably will. But what Adrian was saying to me that day is, and he was kind of saying it half-jokingly, but what he was saying was, the T-shirt you're wearing isn't flattering. And he was absolutely right. And I wasn't hurt by it. I took it on board.
You're probably grateful for the honesty, were you?
You know,
would you go as far as to say grateful?
Yes. You know how quickly I threw out that T-shirt? Mm-hmm. And this is the God honest truth. When I finished,
you drove down the M50 topless.
No, I didn't do that. When I finished this podcast, my car's parked down in the car park there. I literally got down into the car. Yeah. I have my gym bag in the back of the car. I took out one of my gym tops, put it out, and threw the T-shirt in the bin there and then. Because I was like, why would I want to wear something that is not flattering?
No, so, but the part that struck out for me here is I actually agree that, I actually think that she should tell her friend, but this woman doesn't sound like she's doing it from a place of concern. She sounds like she's embarrassed to be seen with her friend because other people might be looking. It's the comment at the end about the ham in the tie ropes. That's what got me, because that's just unkind. It's nasty.
No, I don't get it. I see that completely different, I have to say. I think what she's saying is she doesn't want, and I've seen this as someone who works in clubs, who's worked in clubs for years. I see the way people look at women like S's friend, who are wearing clothes that they're literally bet into, completely bet into.
But if they're happy, so if someone turns around and says to somebody, let's say this woman turns around and says it to her friend says, you know what, I don't care, I'm still going to wear it, I'm happy. If they're happy, what's the issue? Do you have an issue with... Because on a previous podcast, we did talk about something similar, and you said about you were on a night out. Remember, we had a woman on who was very anti-fat, and you said that it's not nice to look at on a previous podcast.
No, it's
overweight
not,
women wearing skimpy clothes.
No,
you did say that.
I don't think it's flattering. I think, and by the way, I don't have a problem with someone being big, being fat, being size 16 to 18. I don't have a problem with that. But I think, like with me, with that T-shirt, I think people should wear clothing that is probably size appropriate for them. And
if she wants to, so if she's aware that she doesn't look good, or people are telling her she doesn't look good, but she still wants to, how does it infringe on or impede on your life?
She just doesn't want people, I suppose, commenting on her.
No, on you, I'm asking. You're saying you think fat people should wear clothes that are appropriate to their size. What difference does it make to your life at this moment?
It doesn't make any difference to my life. I'm just speaking from a personal point of view that I changed my T-shirt because it didn't suit my size. Anyway, we'd like to hear from you. Let's get this debate going.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Humm. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Humm, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
There's a huge reaction coming into this, and I have to say, most people are giving out about S being a horrible person. I would agree with you. Some of the comments that she's making are actually, they're not nice.
Boneless freaking ham with tie ropes. That's nasty. Nice at all.
That is disgusting. But the question is, if we can get around that, the question is, why shouldn't she be honest and tell her that she doesn't look good in the stuff? Here's Jess.
Some friend, she is going onto a podcast, putting on blast, like, oh, look at you, the state of her. She wears things up to her arms, has cellulite, tree trunk legs on her. Oh my God, state of her. Like, who do you think you are? Who needs friends like you her when you have... What's the phrase? Who needs friends like that? Who needs enemies? Like, cop on to yourself. You're there saying, like, oh, people are laughing at her. Yeah, here you are putting her on blast on a national podcast. You're just as bad as the people who laugh at her. You're doing it just on a different medium. Get over yourself. It's cellulite. Everyone has it. It's natural. You could be a skinny size zero and still get cellulite. So stop living in delusion.
Okay, first of all, Jess, nobody knows who this person is. Her name is S, and she's talking about a friend that's a size 16 to 18. That could be anybody. Secondly, women do this all the time. Women ask, and I'm sure you've done it as well, Jess. Women ask each other, what do I look like in this? Because I've seen women doing this when they're getting ready for a night out. They will look at each other and go, do I look well in this? Give me the honest advice. Tell me, Joanne, do I look nice in this? Yes, you do, Anne-Marie. You look lovely in this. Or no, Anne-Marie, that doesn't really suit you. What is wrong with being honest?
Can I ask? Okay, well then on that note, and on the back of the honesty note, genuinely, when you see, and you actually work in clubs, so you probably see it all the time.
I've seen
it,
yeah.
And you've worked in clubs for how many years? You've probably seen all sorts coming in the door in terms of bigger women and what they're wearing. When you see a bigger woman wearing, you know, clothes that you would class as unflattering or the inappropriate, like, when you look at them, what are your thoughts?
I don't have thoughts. I'm busy working. I don't have thoughts about it. But
do you judge?
What do you mean by judge? Well, from the point of view, and by the way, all the people on here who are going mad about it, you all judge as well.
Yeah.
You all judge. So get down off your, you know, people accuse me of being on a high horse.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and say I haven't been out in pubs before where big women walk in wearing like literally next to nothing. And you do have that moment where you're looking like, oh, Jesus. Now, do you know what I mean? You think it for a split second and then you move on. I don't believe that if there were a group of lads, any of the men commenting now saying, oh, mind your own business. If they were in a group with a big group of lads and some, you know, big girl walked in wearing next to nothing, that there wouldn't be a comment passed or a snigger done.
You don't get honesty out of people. No. That's the problem.
And this is what this is about. Okay. Be honest.
Okay.
If you're going to come on the show today, be honest.
Yvonne, be honest, okay? That's all we want out of you. Be honest. How do you feel about what S is saying?
I think it's a joke. There's enough people out there that's judging and she's supposed to be a friend. Do you know, like, I get what you're saying. Do you know, girls do, be honest, what do I look like? She can turn around and say, look, I personally wouldn't wear that, but you look great. Fair play to you for having the confidence. There is enough bad media, social media, everything trying to tell women and men what size they should be, what they should be wearing. Like, why not just let her be happy? Like, it's clearly not bothering her. She's not stupid. I'm sure she's not blind. She can see what size she is and she's comfortable wearing that. So why not leave her off? What is the big deal?
Okay, and this isn't about the size that she is per se, I don't think. I mean, she is a size 16 to 18. She's a big size. This is more about the way she is dressing, that S, as her friend, doesn't want her being slagged off.
But she's going to get it either way. Look, if you're too skinny, you're either on drugs or you're anorexic or there's something wrong with you. If you're too big, you're still unhealthy. You shouldn't be wearing this. If you're skinny and go out with a skirt up your arse or a boob tube or bralettes, isn't that what they're all wearing now? You're guaranteed someone's going to turn around and be like, Jesus, stay to her, but you think she'd cover up. You're going to get it no matter what size you are. It's just, unfortunately, the world we live in.
No, I think it does almost make a fodder, though, for people.
Yes.
Like, the way this woman sent the message, it sounds, I don't know, it's not done in a very, it doesn't sound like a concerned friend, but if we're going to actually do it from the angle here of someone, a genuine friend who's, you know, sees other people, I wouldn't like to see one of my friends being sniggered at or
no,
having
neither.
Comments made.
Like, just this weekend, a comment was made on my own daughter's weight and right now my blood is still boiling over it. Only for the fact it was another family member that said it. I, to be honest, I'd have them killed by now. But it's no matter where you go, you're going to get it. Doesn't matter what size you are, what you wear. If someone, whether it's dressed in all black with thick black makeup and white face, walks down the street, someone's going
to
comment
on that. Do you mind me asking, just to go back to the comment made about a child, I assume, is it?
Yeah, an 8-year-old child.
An 8-year-old, oh, Jesus. Yeah. Is the child particularly overweight?
No, no.
Wow, and no. It was a comment made about her weight?
About her weight, yeah.
Imagine commenting on a child's weight.
That's disgusting. That's
about
absolute.
I can't even explain how much my blood is boiling over, to be honest. And to make it worse, it hasn't been the first time. This would be the third or fourth time now, so you can imagine.
But your child's not even overweight.
No.
And this is the same person
now,
that keeps making
she
comments.
She would be very, very, very tall. Like, she is, nearly taller than me, and by summer I'd say I'm going to be wearing her clothes. She's that tall.
That's irrelevant. Even that's, if not she was, that's not a health risk. That's not to do. You can't help that. She can't help that. That's just her makeup.
Yeah, it's just, or it's, see, that's even a perfect example. No matter what you wear, what age you are, how big you are, how small you are, there's going to be comments. So why not? Why say anything to her? Just let her be happy.
Yeah, but did you not hear what Katie said there? She said she wants to protect her friend from, and people do every.
It's impossible. You're not going to protect them.
No, no, no. Because larger women, women who are size 6, by the way, someone said in the comments, size 16 to 18 is not that big. Jesus, I think you'd want to check that out then again, because size 16 to 18 is big. And sorry, that's a statistic. If you go into a doctor and say you're a size 16 to 18, the doctor will say you were overweight. Size 18 is big. Let me just finish then. You know, what Katie was saying is that it's to prevent her being slagged. And a lot of the people who are on here are saying, oh, we don't judge. Everybody does. And this is not about whether it's okay to be overweight. It's about dressing appropriate to your size. Like with the t-shirt I was wearing that day, it was obviously an old t-shirt that I wore from when I was a bit slimmer.
Sometimes you have to be cruel to be kind.
Yes, I looked in the mirror after Adrian said, and I said, yes, I don't. That does not flatter me, Yvonne. That's what I said. And I was right.
I just think that you're going to get it either way. You know, it does not matter. Like, I'm a size 6 and people pass me and they're like, oh, you're sick, you're anorexic, there must be something wrong with you. My partner wouldn't exactly be a size 6 and people would turn around and be like, she's the size of him.
People are assholes and people will look for any reason to, you know, make a comment or judge. But when an obese woman goes out wearing clothes, you know, like that you would see nearly in a porn magazine, you know, little tiny skirts and bralettes and everything else. It's not right. It's not right. And I'm not victim blaming, but it's given assholes more fodder.
Yes.
Look, I think personally, no matter what she's going to, and it'd be mainly women it's coming from.
I don't know about that, I think men
is nearly, there's some men out there that nearly like to see it, you know, they're looking, they want to see that, but I think women are worse. I think women are bitches and they are so judgmental. It does not matter what you're wearing, they're going to find a problem with it anyway.
But the reason, Yvonne, the reason clothes have a size, okay, the reason you can buy a dress in a size 16, for argument's sake, yeah? The reason dresses come in 16
is because someone is a size
16. So they make these dresses for a size 16 because they say that woman is a size 16, so she will fit a size 16 dress. There's a reason why things have size on them. And when you do see a size 16 woman trying to squeeze into a size 12 dress and the bloody stitching is about to burst at the thing, that's not good.
Sorry, Ashley Bramwell on Facebook, what are you on about? Seriously, what are you on about? Someone saying someone looks like a particular need is not protecting them from being bullied, Katie. At the very start, I condemned that comment, if you're listening. You said I was laughing at it. I was laughing at the fact that this woman claimed to be a friend. Get over your issue, seriously, and open your ears and actually listen to the bloody show. At no point did I say that comment was okay. That comment is disgusting and should not be made. That's not a comment anybody makes about their friend. But I do believe she has a point in what she's saying about being honest. And if she's honest and the friend says, well, you know what, screw it, I'm happy, I'm confident, I'm going to go out wearing it, then more power to her. Then that's when you say, right, okay, I've done my bit, I've told her, done.
Catherine, what do you want to say on this?
I think that the comment about the ham was unnecessary.
Absolutely, 100%. We all agree, yep.
But I think that the friend is trying to be a friend. I have a daughter that's on the bigger size. That's just her body makeup. My husband is a larger man and my daughter has a bigger size body. Her friends are all, like, you know, really slim and tiny. And she was trying to wear for the last couple of years the styles that they were wearing. So what you can kind of gently persuade and kind of say, you know, do you know what's lovely on you? You know, this dress, or, you know, that'd be gorgeous on you, really flatter your figure. You can do it gently and steer them in the right direction. I think the original poster, I think she's concerned about her friend because the people are judging. People do judge. We all judge. Like, I'm often in the car and I'll pass a group of girls, teenage girls, and maybe one or two of them would be on the larger size, but they're all wearing the same style. And it's like, oh my God, does she not have a mother or a sister to advise her?
Exactly. Now,
you know,
I know Yvonne to be talking to grit of teeth now, listening to what you're saying. So what you're saying, Catherine, is be honest. You should be honest. And I agree. That pops into everybody's head. When you see a woman who's dressed inappropriately.
Like that?
That's a crude way of putting it.
But you know, you just know that behind every single one of these women going out like this, unless these women ooze confidence and they're happy regardless, then absolutely.
Yeah, that's 100%.
But you know there's the hunzos behind her telling her, oh, you look amazing. You look amazing,
yeah,
Dan.
That's not fair.
For whatever
because
reason, yeah.
Just advise them. I remember my mother always told me, like, I never went above a size 10, but my mother used to always say to me, you know, if I wore something that she didn't think looked nice, she always said, to be your best friend is to be your worst enemy. As in, I'm being your best friend because I'm going to say what your worst enemy would say about your outfit.
Exactly. Well, let me put that to Yvonne. She needs to be honest, Yvonne. Someone needs to tell these people that they look wrong when they go out like that.
Look, there's nothing wrong with saying, look, I personally wouldn't wear it, but if you're comfortable and you're confident, off with you. There's just so much, or there's so many other people out there that are going to do it. She's going to be getting it left, right and centre the second she walks out the door. The second that her walks down the street dressed like that, there's going to be people looking. And I'm not going to lie, I'd look myself. We're only human, but there is people out there.
We all look and say, oh my goodness, look at that girl in those short shorts. Does she have any friends?
You have to think,
you know,
fair play to her. Like, fair play to her.
No, not fair play.
We want our kids to look up to that. If they ever get big, fair play to your confidence.
She's not blind.
She knows that she's big. Like, she's not blind. She can see it.
But she can't. You can see the back of yourself if you're wearing short shorts and you might have very thick thighs and cellulite. You can see the back of yourself. I often think, just, does she have any friends? Does she have a mother to give a bit of advice and say, you know, what's lovely on you is XYZ? Just advise in a gentle way in a different direction and tell them what might suit their body shape. Because as they say, my daughter, she'd be, you know, a little bit bigger, but she is bigger. But I can advise her on, you know, oh my God, a dress looks gorgeous on you because you do have a waist, you have a shape, you know, you're stunning, you're all in proportion, you know. And I just feel
if you said all this to a woman, a big woman who was going out wearing this, and she decided, no, feck it, I'm going to keep wearing it anyway. This is me. This is what I want to wear. What would you... No, well, she's entitled to do. Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Would you judge her at that point?
No, that's fair enough. Mm-hmm. If they want to keep doing that, I'm just saying, you know, give some gentle advice and just maybe, as I say, steer them something that would really suit them, that they would... I mean, big women are beautiful. They can look fantastic given the right clothes. But some of them try to dress like their friends who are a lot smaller makeup.
Mm.
And it just
going
back to telling them what they can wear.
No, absolutely not.
Telling them what to wear. Like, if that's her friend, she's getting that all around. And then she goes to her best friend says, if Anton, like, then you have to think, right, is that after knocking her confidence? That poor girl is probably going to stay at home, not go out.
I would never tell my daughter what to wear. My daughter's often gone out in, like, short belly tops like her friends, and I cringe, and it's like, oh, Beckett.
Really?
You know, but, like, not short belly tops, but, you know, there'd be a little bit of belly sticking over her jeans.
You cringe if there's even a bit of flab hanging over there?
No, because I know how amazing she can look in the right style. Just give her, she's not even 16 yet. So I try to advise her and say, you know, when she does wear things that covers up, and, you know, I give out, she wears loose clothes and loose baggy t-shirts, and I'm like, no.
But hang on, you're saying that when you see her wearing a belly top and there's a bit of flab hanging over, which is natural, by the way, we all have a bit of flab, that you don't like that. You think she should cover it up?
Because she's going to become a victim of women, basically,
bullying,
who are going to look and say, oh, look at Catherine's daughter.
That's a concerned mother to me. That's just a concerned mother.
Well, is that a concerned mother, Yvonne, or is it
the flop hanging out? You're still going to get someone turning around going, Jeez, look at her. She's walking down the street there. Oh, like, we only had a podcast not so long ago about kids going around with belly tops. No matter what, you're going to get judged anyway. So why not?
They're going to get judged. But they're going to get judged regardless, as you say. But I think just gentle advice, just gentle kind of sway them in the direction of what suits them.
I don't know if that's too gentle, though. That's the thing. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Angry Darren. Let's see if Darren's angry about this.
What fucking business is it of anyone's what someone wears? Tell them to fuck off.
He is angry, by the way. Don't go away.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Darren said there before the break, what business is it of anybody's, what people wear? Obviously, it's nobody's business, Darren. We know that. But people comment on things all the time. I saw a post that was put up on Facebook. This just shows you. This will put it in context. It was put up on Facebook there about a year ago. And it was a photograph that someone took of three girls on a night out, Katie. Three large girls. Yeah. They were larger girls. And they were wearing beautiful looking girls and they were wearing dresses that were too small for them. Mm-hmm. Okay, they were bet into the dress. The dress were up the arse. And someone put it up on Facebook on some mm-hmm. Facebook page saying, oh, look, it's the Kardashians.
That's just juvenile. So, that's just immature.
And this photograph of these girls who thought they looked beautiful that night, it was all over Facebook and everybody was commenting, laughing, thinking, oh, that's hilarious, the Kardashians.
Jay,
what do you want to say on this?
You see, that overweight, I mean, you got to think about health implications. It's been an honest friend, but we live in a world now. No, it's body positivity. I mean, come on. With these, your woman Lizzie, everybody telling her she's the most beautiful girl ever to walk the face of the earth. The woman is morbidly obese, right? And we're trying to put people like that.
You talking about Lizzo? Yeah.
Is that her name, is it?
Lizzo, yeah.
You're such a dad.
I mean, you've these influencers now going around that are like 300-400 bloody kilos or whatever size your medical call it, 500-600 pounds. They're getting into cars they can't fit into because they're too big, and then they're trying to sue the fella, you know, because they're demanding two extra seats on airplanes. We're promoting this unhealthy lifestyle.
Now, I know, sorry, just to cut across you, I saw there's some influencer who's overweight and she literally goes to theme parks to shame them.
I've seen
and
this.
She put up a video in Disneyland or whatever a couple of weeks ago, and she couldn't fit into the seat of the roller coaster. And she's like, they need to make roller coasters for women my size.
It's a health and safety thing.
And all the people telling her she's right and they're wrong.
Oh, they were, yeah.
I mean, when is this madness going to stop, Jeremy? See, not everything is acceptable, but we live in a world where you have to accept everything and tell everybody they are great, they are the best, or, you know, they're beautiful, they're on top, because everybody's on a fucking journey, apparently, to discover themselves. I mean, we've got to start being honest with these people. I mean, this is going to clog up the health service in years to come. I mean, okay, any doctor will tell you, if you're overweight, it's bad for your health, plain and simple.
Well, Yvonne, be honest, be sensible. It's for their own good.
I just think it's not... I think you have to... implications of after saying that her own best friend, the person that she goes to, that she's supposed to trust with Anton, is turning around basically saying, look, you're too fat to wear that, do not wear that out.
Yeah,
like she's going
yeah.
to get it.
It might make her lose weight though. Would that not be better for her to go off and lose weight
just
then?
Just because she's a size 16 does not mean she's
you're not healthy.
Unhealthy.
You're not healthy if you're overweight. I'm sorry, but you are not healthy if you're overweight.
I'm a size 6 and I don't know if that's healthy.
Okay, but do you eat properly?
Of course I eat properly, and I'm sure she does.
Not really. If you are overweight, you're not eating healthy, okay? Come on. Are you that naive? Or are you just that afraid to say it?
No, I'm not afraid. I'm certainly not afraid of anything. But maybe like, you should put yourself in this woman's shoes. I guarantee you she's getting this left, right and centre, and now her own best friend is wanting to join in.
Well, like, why don't she do something to change then? But would you not change because it's unhealthy?
Because you know,
I'm not saying she has to, but don't expect everybody to accept and say, oh, you look gorgeous, when you clearly look morbidly obese. I mean, there's nothing nice or attractive about...
How is a size 16 going to be morbidly obese?
You ask a doctor. A doctor will tell you, depending on her height, what height is she?
Okay,
you're 5'5". You're 5'5" and you're a size 16. You're morbidly obese. You're 6'4" and you're a size 16. I wouldn't say you are because you have a bigger body frame.
Okay, it's right. Say you're right there, and we'll take the health into it. I'm sure that if it got to a stage that the doctor went to her, I'm sure she would want to do something about it. I'm sure she talked
about it. Doctors are afraid to tell them. Doctors are terrified to tell people they're overweight now in case they get fucking sued. We live in a society now where we have to tell everybody they're perfect.
How would you like if someone told you what you could wear?
It's nothing to do with what I could wear, okay?
Happened to you? Have you walked down the street?
My partner, Lorraine one day told me, get that off you, you look fucking ridiculous, you're nearly 50 years of age.
Are you really comparing to this?
Yeah.
Are you really comparing?
She was telling me I looked ridiculous walking down the road.
But she wasn't saying you were too fat for her. You were obviously wearing something that wasn't suited to your age. Is that what it was? Which is slightly different.
I looked ridiculous. But see, Jeremy, I keep myself in shape.
Oh, there we go.
You know that way. I keep myself in shape.
Sorry, what did you say, Yvonne?
I don't go near the gym, love. I just eat healthily. I walk and I eat healthily. And I've one of the worst jobs in the world for sitting on my arse. I'm a truck driver.
How do we know this girl isn't in the gym? How do we know she isn't trying to lose weight?
I'm not saying she isn't, but stop filling her head full of delusions saying you look great, take it, you do look good, but let's get more off you. Because everybody knows being overweight is not healthy for you. Okay, let's cut the bullshit. Would you agree being overweight is not healthy for
Sorry,
you?
Sorry, and let me come in on this, Jay, because I've been getting blasted, apparently. There's loads of messages coming in giving out that I said the size 18 is overweight. The size 18 is overweight. That's not me saying that.
If you're 6 foot, it's probably, you know, because you're fine. But if you're 5'4", 5'5", and you're a size 16, 12 or 18, you are overweight. I am sorry.
And that's not me saying that. That is a doctor. That would be the World Health Organization. That would be the weighing scales that's saying this. But obviously women who are a size 16 don't think they're overweight. You're obviously in denial. And it's not me. It's not me that's saying it. Facts don't care about your feelings. So you think it's fair to be honest. You have to be honest.
Yeah, I have to be. Yeah, actually, because in later years in life, okay, she's got to get put down a lot. She's got to be going out there because she's great, I guess, and she's absolutely amazing. She's got to be getting knocked back. It's going to destroy her mental health and her confidence. Instead of getting her healthy, get into a nice body shape for her size or whatever height she is. And then, yeah, but girls are delusional with other girls, okay? They will never, ever tell their friend that they're making a bad decision. They'll keep telling them, you go, girl, more power to you. And that's what's fucking wrong. Girls aren't honest with their friends.
Well, this girl wants to be honest. S wants to be honest. She wants.
And she's getting slaughtered.
Yeah, she is getting slaughtered, yeah. Because she's shaming her friend. All she wants to tell her is that what you're wearing is not appropriate to your size.
We've all seen it, Jeremy. We've all seen it. We've all seen that girl with her friends. And she's trying to dress like the friends that have got them bodies for them dresses. And you can clearly see it does not. And her friends will not tell her. And everybody else is looking at her. But our friends are telling her, oh, you're gorgeous, you're beautiful, you go there. They have the problem if they don't accept you for who you are.
And I'm looking, we managed to find the photograph. Now, obviously, there's a podcast, but you can Google it. But we found the photograph that went viral a couple of years ago called the Kardashians. And it was a group of girls on a night out in the toilet taking a selfie. And someone obviously robbed their photograph and put it up. And they became known as the Kardashians. And they're three big, I don't know, Kate, you know women's sizes. What size would they be? They're size 20, probably.
Oh, yeah, I'd say they're
sorry, there.
The one on the right is probably about a 16.
The one in the middle is about a size 20. And she's wearing, yeah, she has
possibly more.
She's a huge belly that's literally hanging out over the dress and over
I
the.
I mean, that doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. And what she's wearing does not suit her. But if we're honest, it just doesn't suit her.
But my point is, I'm sure anybody looking at that would agree with you.
No, anybody would. And everybody. It's not to be cruel. I would never be cruel to somebody intentionally, but it just doesn't look good. It's like...
And if you showed that photo... if you showed that photograph, yeah, to anybody, yeah, mm-hmm. and said, what is your opinion on... And they're beautiful looking girls, mm-hmm. but they're just not dressed. They're not wearing clothes that fit their size. Like, and again, I'll bring it back to that argument. Should we just do away with clothes sizes then? Just take all the tags off. Let's not bother have size 12 dresses or size 14 dresses or anything like that. Let's just...
But you know. Also you do see on Pretty Little Thing and stuff, they're advertising... you can see that... Sorry, Jeremy, that's Una on the other line there.
Sorry, but let's
you
go,
can see that they're advertising larger women in very, very skimpy clothes. And the comments under it, if you ever read the comments under it are people, that's disgusting, why are we normalising this? Why are we encouraging, you know, an unhealthy body image and body size and that? So, I mean, anybody scrolling through and seeing that picture, it is a stop the scrolling and have a look and read the comments kind of thing. And anyone who's saying that they wouldn't think anything of it, they're lying. they are lying.
Okay, stay there for a second, Jay. Let me go to Una. What do you want to say on this, Una? Hello, Una? Sorry.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm a size 16 now, but I'm 70, so I've no problem with my weight. But I know you wasn't always a 16, but I think a friend is right in telling her, because it's not only her, but people are probably smirking and laughing behind her back. And if she's bursting through the seams, it would not look nice. A nice loose top, loose pants, is beautiful clothes there you can get for 16 size. Lovely clothes that would suit her better, you know, and she's more room, more comfortable. That's what I have to say about that anyway.
Now, you are making perfect sense. And as I said, you are happy with your size.
I am, yeah.
You're a size 16.
Yeah.
Would you buy a dress that was a size 12?
No way. For starters, I wouldn't be able to get into it. No, I wouldn't.
Well, you probably would at a push. That's because...
I'd be struggling a bit.
No, and I'm not being smart, but I'm trying to find out, why would you not buy, as a size 16 woman, that is obviously your size and you own that size. Fair play to you, you're quite happy, and that's fine. But as a size 16 woman, why would you not try and get into a size 12 dress on a night out?
Because if I tried to get into a size 12, I'd be bursting from all the seams. I have a bit of a tummy, and that will be showing a lot. And I'm thin from the waist down. It's just from the head to the tummy. I'm a bit curvy.
So you don't think you would look well in a dress that didn't fit you?
No.
So you wouldn't.
And no.
So you wouldn't try to get a dress that's small.
No. I wouldn't be comfortable either.
Now that is just the point that S made in her original. Her original message to us. That's all she was saying. She was a bit cruel about what she was saying. But all she was saying, really, when it comes down to it, is just dress in the clothes that suit your size.
There are a lot of negative
connotations. Oh, no, of course there was,
how many times did she use the word disgusting or
complete
terrible?
Complete bitch.
Connotations. You can say something out of concern or out of love, but when you start adding words like disgusting and she looks like a boneless ham with rope ties.
That was disgusting.
That's crossing the line. That's not concern. That's being a bitch.
So Una, should she tell her to clear out the wardrobe and start buying clothes that suit her size?
I think the best thing for her to do is go shopping with her.
And just pick out clothes?
Pick out, so that'd be gorgeous on you, a size 16. That'd be lovely on you. That'd suit you. And she probably will feel a bit better when she tries to dress or the pants on, you know. That's my opinion anyway.
No, and you're right, because because clothes that have those sizes, they don't, like, I found a pair of trousers in my wardrobe. I was doing a clear out of my wardrobe and I found a pair of trousers that I wore the day before I got married. Mm-hmm. We had a pre-wedding party and mm-hmm. I had a pair of trousers. And they were, so I was a 32 waist mm-hmm. when I was getting married. Because like most people.
I remember you getting married. I had just started at the time and in the previous radio station.
I was on juice diets and the whole lot.
And I was making you green tea.
Yeah, green tea.
One night I was making a cup of tea and Jeremy had me making him green tea.
So I had myself down to a 32 waist and the trousers that were 32. And I found them in the wardrobe the other day and says, let's try and put these on. Now I'm only a 34 now, so my waist has only gone 2 inches or 2 inches. And I tried to put the 32 trousers on and I put them on and I managed to get the button closed, but I couldn't breathe. I literally couldn't breathe.
I'll give it to you. You do look after yourself, to be fair.
I'm not looking for a compliment.
No, but you do look after yourself. That is why you are not overweight. You do look after yourself. Now, the face, I mean, you can't change
that.
You can do about that. You can only work with what you've got.
Yes, exactly.
But I wouldn't definitely not class you as being in any way overweight.
But the point is, why didn't I go out with the 32-inch waist trousers on me? Because I would have looked absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Literally, the button would have flown off and gone, hit someone in the eye. So... It didn't fit me, and I was clever enough to know it didn't fit me. Leona, stay there. I want to come to you in a second.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Humm. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Humm, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, Leona, what do you want to say about this?
First of all, I think the girl that put the comment in is a terrible friend for the way she addressed the whole situation about her friend. Saying she looked like a ham, it's disgusting.
no, there's better tactical ways to go about that than being a two-faced bitch, if you ask me.
I often wonder as well, Leona, do in a situation like this, and I have a theory about this, you know when in a group of girls go out for a night out and three of them look stunning and then one of them is wearing clothes that don't suit her. Mm-hmm. And I often wonder, did the girls deliberately let one of their mates dress like that so they look better?
I'd imagine there is a little bit of that among girls.
Because girls are they're very competitive, very bitchy when it comes down to it. Men aren't. Men don't care.
No.
But
the thing is, me and my best friend, we're both big girls. I am shorter, so I don't carry it as well as she does. She's taller than me. And yesterday we were in town, we were in Lizzie Valley, and I tried on a top that she looked at me, she went, ugh, get it off you. She tried the same top on, and it was gorgeous on her. The thing is, she would say to me, Leona, that doesn't look right on you. And I'd say to her, that doesn't look okay on you. Like, you don't look like it's carrying you well. Like, you should be able to go to a friend and say, look, it's your own business if you want to wear it, but I don't think it looks very well on you.
Okay, so you're saying is it's a good thing to do as a friend. It is a good thing to tell.
I would rather be told that I'm not looking well in something than be told, oh yeah, you look great, or it being done behind my back. I would much rather someone say to me,
the woman who sent us the original messages has been listening, and she sent us back in this message. What do you do when it's making people want to puke and putting them off their food?
You see, that's...
You still go with your friend.
That's her friend.
You have to be tactical about it. And if you want to be that vicious about it, maybe they shouldn't be friends.
So would you want to be told about... I don't know. I don't. It's none of my business what size you are. Are you on the larger size or...?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
and
you're on the larger size. Do you wear clothing that is actually sized for your size, if that makes sense?
I do. And there's times where I've gone out in leggings that have gone a little bit too small on me, and I'll be told. Like, my friend has no problem saying, Leona, they don't really look right at me. You know, they might need to go size up or slap a couple more pounds if that's the case.
And how does that make you feel to hear that from a friend, to say, those leggings, you look too fat in those leggings?
Like, yeah, she wouldn't say that anyway. But she'd say, you know, Leona, you know, like, they're not doing you. But, like, I take that on the chin and say, right. Now, and another thing with that girl, if she's going out in belly top, she's owning what she has.
She is, yeah.
That's one thing me and my friend, we were coming down yesterday on H&M after I tried on that top. That didn't look nice. And I said, I'd rather wear that belly top and own what I've got than try and...
Oh, gee. Come here. I'm sorry. I have to stop you there.
The
woman who messaged us initially with this, she's now after saying, look, Jeremy, look at all the photos she's after sending in of her friend. Like, this is... She's after good taking... This woman... Sorry, can you actually please stop sending us in those messages? Because now you're just being cruel. This is supposed to be your friend. I'm in disbelief. This woman who contacted us originally is now sending us in photographs of her friend on a summer holiday from what I assume was this year or last year.
Yeah, we don't need...
Photos in bikinis, shaming her.
We don't need to see the photographs.
No, she shouldn't be shaming her. She's our friend. She's shaming her.
No, hang on. She's shaming her. She's literally sending photos into her WhatsApp. Amanda's forwarding them on to me saying, look at this. Look how bad she looks in this. Like,
well, then they shouldn't be friends. I'm sorry. No.
I agree with you. Stay there for a second, Leona. Let me go to...
I'm just disgusted.
Just stop sending the photographs. We don't need to see what she looks like.
No, seriously, stop it.
Okay, Eddie, what do you want to say on this?
I was saying there, someone earlier on said, oh, don't judge. Look, we all fucking judge every minute of the fucking day. The biggest judgment app out there is Tinder. As soon as you go on it, you're judging someone in a 1 second swipe. You know what I mean? You're in a pub sitting at the end of the bar and a couple of boards walk in. Within 2 seconds, I can tell you which one I fancy. Don't have to know their personality. I can tell by their looks, their shape, their size. We all fucking judge. And that girl that's dressed like a fucking rolling boned ham, or if she dyes her hair green, right? And she says to her mate, what's my hair like? And her mate goes, oh, that's fucking hideous. It doesn't suit you. That's all right. But if she's dressed in that outfit,
she's
turned around and goes, does this suit me? What are you supposed to say? Oh, yeah, you look great, hon. And let them go out and be ridiculed behind her back. No, if you're a mate, you should be allowed to say, listen, that doesn't suit you. I mean, I've lost count of how many parties I've been to the last few years, fucking 24th, christenings, 40th. And there's kids walking in from the age of 12, and they've rolls of fat coming out, and they're wearing sports bras and little mini skirts. And I'm just looking, going, I blame the actual parents on that. Yeah, you let your kid out like that.
Well, the parents should, yeah.
Dress them appropriately until they're at such an age where they can fucking stand on their own two feet and take it.
Okay, one of the girls is after saying, a rolled and boned ham, is that what we're referring to people as now? Wow.
So is that what you refer to overweight and fat people as? Genuinely.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm just picking up on the comments that quoting the thing at the start.
Yeah, well, people are so quick to jump down people's throats, aren't they?
This woman is currently sending in and is still sending in. I've asked her to stop sending in the photos.
Amanda, block her.
But here's the thing. I have nephews, Jeremy. They're all from about 12 all the way up to about 24, right? And I always say to them, you have to look after yourself. As soon as you put yourself on a dating app, because that's where all the kids meet today, I said, women don't want a fella that's a fucking piss head. They don't want a fella that's fucking smoking. They want a fella with a bit of ambition. And you have to look after your figure. And if you do those four things right, rather than be a fucking pudding, you'll get more hits. I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth. People don't like it. Women get triggered when you mention weight and all of a sudden you're fat shaming. You can say to a woman, your hair doesn't suit you. Oh, that jacket's not nice. But as soon as you mention weight, they fucking lose the run of themselves.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Yeah, women, and thank you for your quality. I believe Tinder, they're adding a thing on height now as well, where you have to put your height up on Tinder as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because apparently, like women giving out about men judging, women don't like short men a lot of the time.
No, I know a lot of women. Do you know what? And men don't like taller women because they feel emasculated.
Yeah. Here's Martin. Let's go to Martin.
Afternoon, guys. Sorry, can't come on. Great topic. That one that rolled in originally, she's nothing but a see you next Tuesday. Her friend would want to give her a good old-fashioned fuck off and don't bother speaking to me again. She's not a real friend. Shallow bitch is all she is. I'm probably jealous that a friend will wear stuff that she's probably too afraid of wearing. If she wants to wear it, if she's comfortable in it, let her off.
Martin, I think there is a lot of jealousy,
isn't
there?
Look at the message we just got.
I'm not looking at the message.
Look. So I asked this person commented, I said, will you come on? And this person says, I'm so sorry, I'm steaming here. I've an awful feeling that this is my daughter that you are talking about.
I don't know.
Isn't that hard?
Yeah, no, but I don't.
That must be hard for a parent. It must be.
Yes, no, it must be, but I don't know. I mean, all we know
it
is...
It might not
that,
be.
All we know is that there's a person called S.
And have we blocked said person,
yes,
Amanda?
Yes, we have.
I mean, all the photos...
But that's true, by
the
way.
Who's taking these kind of pictures? Like, they're such unflattering photos. They look like they were taken without a friend even knowing. That's sinister to me. That these photographs are weird.
She has serious issues. But that is true, by the way, about Tinder, that they are adding a height thing because some people just don't like short people. Yeah, you wouldn't be given out to...
Bad
if you said, I don't like short women or short men, you wouldn't be lambasted.
Like, look, she took one of her eating in bed.
I know. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this edition of Opinions Matter. Don't forget, subscribe on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll never miss another edition of the podcast. Say goodbye, Katie.
Goodbye.